Okay, so we'll begin. So Reish Lamed Beis, Shelo L'Hach Shel Tam Baderech, Mitzvah of Lifnei Iver. So just two brief points of introduction here. The first is that I don't remember ever seeing a mitzvah that had as many tzarech yons in the Minchas Chinuch as when I went through this. He has lots and lots of tzarech yons in here. And just second is that basically there's three separate points here that I think we'll hopefully speak about. And I was trying very hard to join them together, try to see if there's some underlying idea. It wasn't so simple. Maybe we can do it for some of them, but at the very least, if it doesn't work, we'll have had seen three different parts of this mitzvah that are all very interesting, and hopefully have other answers and solutions to issues that the Minchas Chinuch raises. So we'll start with the Sefer Chinuch in the middle. So he says, Lo lahach shel bnei Yisrael latit lam etzer ra'a. So the first thing, he jumps straight into this, he says, you shouldn't trip up in Israel to give them bad advice. But you should steer them straight when they ask for advice. Right? And what you think is good advice.
And they're ready to
finish,
right? They're not
finishing. Right.
You're not over by giving stupid advice if you thought you were right.
Right. You should try to, yeah, yeah.
If you were silly, that's, you're not a, as long as you knew you were, as long as you didn't know.
So he says, V'lashon Sifra, lifnei suma bedavar vaya no tal mimcha itza al titein lo itza sheno hagena. So and he's quoting this from the Sifra, right? Don't give bad advice. Don't tell your friends, sell your field and buy a donkey, and you're circling around waiting to buy from your friend. He's just thinking like, the modern day analogy would, you know, sell your house and buy like a Ferrari or something like that. That's pretty bad advice.
That's more than this neyiver.
Which one?
Because he's having hanok.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
I think it's more in the gather of chomus or something like chomus. Chomus is where you're taking advantage, right? I didn't look into this at all,
but yeah, that sounds correct. That's interesting.
In fact, I remember that particular situation being connected, but not with Lipman. I don't think it was in the rush. Right. I can't remember in the rush.
The issue of you being the one who's
giving
buying,
the item to giving
to
him
give
an
it
aid
to
that
you
should sell it so you could take
uh-huh.
it from him.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know. He quotes it here. So, okay. So zehalav kolel kemoche mishiyazor over avera, right? And he says, and this includes, this is what we're more typically familiar with, helping somebody do an avera. Shu mevi oto shi yitpate bezua zelavor pami macher mod. So it's an interesting svar. The Sefer Chinuch says, by helping somebody do it, you're like seducing him that he's going to feel more comfortable doing it in the future. That borrowing and lending in ribbis, if you borrowed with ribbis, you're being with neiver because you're encouraging this guy to continue to lend to other people with ribbis. So shorash mitzvah yadua ki tikun ol yishuvu hu lahadrich ben adam latit lahem b'chol ma'aseh mitzvah tova. So he says that the reason, it's known that the way the world works is by giving people good advice. Okay, so now midine mitzvah shamar zechan levracha b'reish masechas avodah zarah da'alifnei mifaktinon. They were commanded in lifnei iver of alifnei delifnei lo mifaktinon. But lifnei delifnei, which is two in advance, he doesn't. I guess we'll see some of these examples. But he says lifnei delifnei, right? If you do something that to somebody else, it's going to cause him to do something that's lifnei iver. So he says lo mifaktinon. We're not mitzvah in that. Umibnei came pure shusham dechi by elam b'gemara time is a masnis, and so this is on the gemara at the beginning of avodah zarah lifnei edayim. You're not supposed to sell certain things to the nachrim. So why is that? Imishum da azil moda imishum lifnei iver. So the gemara says it has really both of them. Either he's going to be moda to his god that he got such a great deal, or it's going to be a lifnei iver that you're giving him an animal that he's going to use for avodah zarah. Right, so that's lifnei iver because you're providing him with the animal that he's going to use for the avodah zarah. So this is all just again the Sefer Chinuch, the introduction to what we're going to be getting to. So delo havi mistavik b'time de masnisin ela b'latei v'latei imam de yahiv le yisrael lagai midi dechazi le tikrovas. So Again, what's this? The lo have mistapek b'taima demas nisnein el belase belated imahem. So the Mishnah is talking about doing business with them. The yahiv le yisrael by midi dichazil etikrovet. You give him something that he could use to, as a korban for avodah zara. V'chi agavna efshar di'ika be'mishum lifnei iver. If you give him something that he's going to use for a korban, so that's lifnei iver. But aval shar masnis and kula. But the other things like lahavosan, ulaporon, ulahashilon, all the lending, borrowing. All these things mishum to azil modehu isur. So in that case, it's going to be because he's going to thank his God for these, for the loans, for the business, for whatever. So there's really two reasons. Mishum delifnei iver leka lameim or deshela be'ena hadra. So he says for lifnei iver, it's not going to be lifnei iver because he's returning what you lent to him to you. So basically he's saying it's going to be lifnei iver when it's something that he can bring as a korban, and it's not lifnei iver if he's not. So my amr still dilma zavin behutik roves. So maybe, hold on a second, right? What happens? You would give him money, right? Let's say I would lend the nachri money, and he uses that money to then buy an animal to bring as a korban. So maybe that should be aser lifnei iver. So that's what we say, lifnei dilifnei. It's one step removed from that.
From giving him the answer.
Too indirect.
Right, that seems to be what...
Did I miss it? What about the fact that he's a guy?
Your question is, does lifnei apply to things to a guy? So that's what we're going to... So your mechavi doesn't mean chokhinah. He's going to point out that we've got some differences here, and we're going to talk about that, yeah. What are you going to say?
It definitely does hold.
So parts of it may and parts of it may not, based on what we're going to see in the Minchas Chinuch. Yeah, yeah. It's a very... He points out... I mean, we can just say it quickly here. He points out that at the beginning, he says, L'hachshav ben Yisrael is Eitzarah. And now, when we're talking about these real lifnei of giving the Isurim, that applies
right.
To Nachran.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, you're talking about...
He's talking about the difference.
Yeah, advice. Oh, excuse me. I meant Dafka. In other words, you certainly cannot... There's certainly the halakha is even when it comes to the mayor for a guy.
Right,
like
Eber Menachah, you're not allowed to give to Nachri because it's also
right,
for
right.
him.
In other words,
you know,
I think it definitely holds.
Right.
It's where it's Messiah where it may not.
Okay. So now we'll go to this next paragraph here. The chain mash amr zecharim lebracha she alter limkor kol klei milchama. It's alter to sell klei milchama v'chol davar sheish bo nezek v'rabim lagoyim. So it's alter to sell weapons to goyim. El im kain mochran ki hechi diminag dimigano alon. Unless they're protecting us, I didn't really look too much into this. The chain alter lemochor liyisrael hamochor lagoyim. So he says it's alter to sell it to Yisrael who's going to sell it to a guy. Which seems to be lifnei delifnei, so we'll have to see in the Minchas Chinuch what he says. V'chein liYisrael listem, so asru hakol mishum lifnei iver. All these are cases of lifnei iver. We'll see in the Minchas Chinuch. Yet they're prazeb and komaz me'atam b'fizor. So then he says no heges b'chol magum b'cholzman b'chamer v'kena. We're in a cave, so this is no heg and all times and places. For over a level, he see a chaver ledaas eitz hashena hogenes. Also, if you give bad advice, osiyeh also b'davar veira, or help him with a davar veira. Could go on hamoshi kosi ayin lenazir, right? The other famous case, pouring a glass of wine for nazir. V'chol kayotze b'zeh. Over a level, so you're over all this. V'hu ko over al mitzvah hamelach ve'ein loken a level l'fisha ein vo ma'aseh. He says, at the end, another very interesting. You don't get malchus with this because it's l'fisha ein vo ma'aseh. You didn't do an action, right? So, what case? I don't know if we'll even get it up to this. But what case doesn't he list?
Sorry.
What case doesn't he list?
What
case does the Sefer Chinuch not list?
About the literal thing.
The literal case, right? It doesn't say if you actually put a stumbling block, and I'm not sure. We'll come to that at the end. The Minchas Chinuch has a few paragraphs on what about actually placing a stumbling block in front of a blind person.
Oh, I see.
Right? He doesn't.
Stuff.
Yeah.
So
I don't think neither does the Torah.
Why?
The Torah, Livnei Loshita Michshol, nobody mentions that it's an actual stumbling block and stuff. I don't think it does.
Really? Nobody holds
why?
It?
Why? It's a literal meaning?
Have you ever come across
it? You would thought that's the obvious and everything else comes are akin to it.
Yeah.
He quotes the Mikra Yotem Deb Shudo. Why not?
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, so,
I've never
so
come
we'll
across. I don't know. Some
it's
of the questions.
Yeah. You would think that the mamish neighbor would be the av malacha and all
that. And everything else would come
yeah.
from
yeah.
the.
It's true.
And here,
you could look at it that way. These are figurative
right.
examples.
So it's the same kind of thing.
You know.
What if, but what, the thing that they like in the Tishan and Meister, but the last one you said was Avayshi Kais Yad and others.
But you, he didn't drink it.
Right.
Moshe, you're pouring.
Doesn't
it.
So
there's
he didn't drink it.
I'm not
you
sure.
Know,
we'll see if
the
that matters.
Have
we'll
to
see.
Be drinking, though, not
we'll
to have,
see. That's
not
another
have
big part. We're like hitting
on. What's the doctor drank it?
What?
What's the doctor did drink it?
So that's the law.
No, but the law is the day either. The law is the
day either.
Do you want to say the time that
so he's saying. So he's saying that's it's a lav she'en bo ma'aseh.
I understand when you give a bad advice, it's lav she'en bo ma'aseh because it's dibur be'alma. But when you physically pour him wine, it's a nuzer. Isn't that a ma'aseh? The ma'aseh is a
no, because he doesn't have to drink it.
That's not what I think.
The ma'aseh is pouring.
If he puts some wine in front of an eber,
you
say
that's
right. The answer is giving it to him. I agree with you. The only thing is the time, you know, because when you first gave it to him, before he drank it, there was no agaira. By the time he drinks it, you're not doing the mice any longer. I don't know if that's...
I think that's part...
the time you gave it, there's no agaira yet. So it could be a time...
Is that seems to be what you're saying.
Physically bending down, putting a stumbling block as the blind man's about to walk by.
Right.
Isn't that's not a
mice.
That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. That's how the Minchas Chinuch proves that they don't think that putting a stumbling block is over, because they say it's ein bo maase, and that's obviously when you put the stumbling block there, that's obviously a maase. So from the fact that the Sefer HaChinuch here doesn't says this, that's how the Minchas Chinuch proves that he doesn't think actually putting a stumbling block is part of this, because if so then you have the maase.
How about the maase Christ?
So that I didn't. I mean, he also gets into this idea where, if in involved, he doesn't ultimately accept this, and that's just part of his tarachim here. But if at various times the iser would involve a masa, and sometimes it doesn't involve a masa, so then maybe we would consider that as a lav shein bo masa. So in the nazir case, maybe that is masa, but putting the stumbling block, that's not a maisa. So because the lifnei iver includes...
No, the typical case would be to give you a bad advice. So because sometimes it involves a maisa, sometimes it doesn't, it's considered lav shein bo masa.
Right, in that case, it's also
that just took it in some instances. No,
he quotes it and he rejects it, if I remember correctly.
And then, because the binyan up here, right, the basic thing is the law talks from Shor of Disha, right? That's where we learn it. That's where you learn the whole idea of Lakshay, that you need to eat Lakshay. But Chasima, you can also do the pet. You can scream at the animal.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is, if you did it with a mice, then it would be. Then it is considered a lav sheish, you know what I mean? And that's actually where we learn all that, right? The whole din of lav sheish, you need a lav sheish from ma'aseh, is learned from chasima.
So
yet you could do chasima without a ma'aseh, I think.
I don't know. I don't know. It's an interesting. I have to think about that. So how the yayin l'nazir case fits in. But okay. Fine. So now we'll jump back to the beginning of the Minchas Chinuch here, and he's going to raise the very beginning here. So he says, "Lechora any nevin kavanas harav machaber shakasa b'nei Yisrael." So right at the beginning, he says, "I don't understand why he says at the beginning that you're only over this if you give etzara to Yisrael." Hello, gam legoy halav di lifnei iver. He says we know that lifnei iver applies to goy and timavur alchar zebidvar. Like he says later on here, where he's quoting these gemaras about lifnei iver and giving them the animal before lifnei edayin, because they're going to use it as a tikrav as avodah zara. The shatz mefurshu avodah zara vav amabeis the kamel komos the lo yoshid iver menachai levenoach. Again, also you can't give iver menachai. So why is the eitz so different? Lashon Rambam, Perek Yud Beis, Meirotzeh Halachi Dako, Matzir Iver V'chulei Lo Kosev Dafkel Yisrael. So the Rambam, when he formulates this, he doesn't say that it only applies to Yisrael; it applies to Nachrim too. Ulchalik V'lomer Didafka Beinyan Davar Iser Aser LaHachshel Ivnei Noach. He says if you want to make a chiluk to say only if Davar Iser like Iver Menachai, that you can't do. Aval Lo Leinyan Eitzah, but Eitzah you would be able to give to the Nachrim. Minalon Davar Zeh. So where would we come up with this? Kivan Dehakra Kai Gam Al Ben Noach. Right, it's all coming from the same pasuk. Livnei Iver Lo Titei Mechshol. If it means you can't give Iver Menachai, it also means you shouldn't be able to give Eitzah Ra. Im kein af etzah b'milei da'alma, gan kein asur v'afilu levenoch. So too etzah. You shouldn't give etzah ra. Etzah would be included in this. Va'am shemavur b'bava basra, so the Rambam says you shouldn't give good advice either. So giving good advice is aser. Ella l'salik atzmo me'etza, right? So what should that be? Acher ella I have. Ella l'salik atzmo me'etza. What should you do? You should remove yourself. Don't give anything. Avala hasiu etza ra gam l'goy aser. It should be all. Should be aser too. The eini yodei minale laharav machaber davar zevet zarechian. That Sarathian, I don't understand how he, where this comes from. So in one of the footnotes on the bottom, they quote that depending on the formulation of the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot might have also had this distinction, but it's not entirely clear that that's even. I looked in the Rambams here, and some have the line that it only applies to Kitzatenu in Aleph, Kitzatenu part of us. To give bad advice is only to Jewish people, and the other versions there don't have that language. And even if they don't have it, maybe the version that the Sefer Achinuch had did have it, right? So we're not. The Rambam might have made this distinction too. Okay, so then we'll just finish this the next paragraph here, and then we'll jump to an answer. So the Chorus Sarachin is a very marshal. So the Maharshal also Sarachin got Gezel Goy Shekasev Da Torah Yisrael Nitna V'lo LeBen Noach. In the case by Gezel, he says the Torah was given to Israel and not the Ben Noach. Ayin B'Shuvas Chacham Tzvi Simon Chafav, who disagrees vehemently. Halo Ra'inu Da Torah Asr Li Tei Michshal Af LeBen Noach. So the Minchas Chinuch says, what do you mean? The Maharshal says that the Torah was given to Yisrael, meaning Yisurim are between Yisrael, and he says, hold on a second, here we have an Isur that's to Ben Noach. You can't give him Eivir Menachah, you can't do all those things. So he pushes this off. So at least in the first thing that I'd like to see here is a potential answer to this question, and this is the answer that I think a number of Acharonim give. The question again is, what's the difference between giving Eitzah that you, according to the Sefer Chinuch, you could give Eitzah Ratz and Nasri, but you can't give an actual Isser like Eivir Menachai or Tikrovas Avodah Zarah or something like that. So, okay, so in Kovit Shiurim, I think this is the first time we've quoted Kovit Shiurim this year, Psachim Os Tzadihe. So he says, Minayin Shalo Yoshit Eivir Menachai Lifnei Noach. Talmud Lover and Lifnei Iver Vegomer. So the Gemara says, you can't give Eivir Menachai because of Lifnei Iver. So he says from this pasuk you also learn not to give bad advice. So what we just saw in the Minchas Chinuch, he says you also can't give bad advice to the Nachri, just like giving him an Isser food. So he says we have to understand what Demayshna Lav Dilifnei Iver Mikol Halav, and he says how is Lifnei Iver different than everything else? She'enon no Hagin Binachri, right? All other things are not no Hag Binachri generally, and he's going to quote a few examples. Kemo Lo Tigno Velo Tigzol, that by Lo Tigno Velo Tigzol, Shafilu Laman Damar Gezel Akum Aser, even though we say Gezel Akum Aser, Yafinan Leimi Kray Achrimi. He says we learn it from a different pasuk. We don't learn it from the pasuk of Lo Tigzol. So he says, how come it's different here? V'chein lo tirtzach too. So how come it's different here that lifnei iver we are applying to an achri, but generally the lo tigzol, lo tirtzach, all those things that we do not apply to an achri. Yeah? You have a question?
No, it's like I can see where he's going. That's why it's only going to be things that involve them making a bearing. He's gonna agree to what the chinuch says, and not what the minuch says.
Right, he's going to defend. He's going to come to defend the
minuch. Why?
What's the difference? Yeah. Right, what's the difference? So he's starting off to tell us, well, there's going to be a difference. Right. So he says, "V'tzarech lomar d'le'inyan lahachil davar ha'aser shekpedas haTorah haita shelo yase isra aydei Yisrael." So he says, giving over food that's aser, you can't do because the Torah is makbid that the isra shouldn't come aydei Yisrael. So v'hochanami, so we'll explain this in a second. V'hochanami b'moshit eivir minachai l'nachri nasa isra aydei ha'moshit. He says the isra is done partially by the guy who's giving it over. So I think in other terms, in Igros Moshe, Moshe has it, he calls this v'nadim l'makom. You're supposed to make sure that Isurim aren't existing in the world. You're supposed to make sure that the Nasui doesn't end up doing an Isur because of you. So that seems to be a lifnei. And only and just to see the second half of this, because then I think it'll be a little clearer. Aval b'miyayis eitzah she'ena hogenes lo havei kamo kol ha'isurim she'ein adam l'chaveiro she'ena nohagin b'nachrei. So he says that really, Lifnei Iver has two parts to it. It has a Bein Adam L'Makom and a Bein Adam L'Chavero. The Bein Adam L'Makom part is to make sure that Isurim aren't in the world, other people aren't going to be tripping up with them, and that is Nogei to an Acher, because that's, you're supposed to make sure Bein Adam L'Makom, between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he doesn't do an Isur. But between you and him, the Bein Adam L'Chavero, so that's all the Ben Adam Chaveros are not between a Jew and a Nachri, they're between Jews. So that's why you can give bad advice, because that's the Ben Adam Chavero part. So again,
which is only on Misacha.
Right. There's a lot of Reachas and a lot of.
Yeah, I'm saying, no, but you would think, because he is doing something potentially against Shemayim, so. You should be mechiyach him to reduce bein adam
l'makom. So you're saying hocheh tochiyach.
Why is it amisacha there?
Right. Why only amisacha?
Yeah, should be amisacha mizid. It should also anybody hocheh tochiyach.
Maybe kol Yisrael arevim there. That might be a separate.
Yeah.
Maybe. Interesting. So this is the. And
they should be hocheh tochiyach.
Anybody
on those things. That he has an issur on.
Right.
Just so we'll come up.
Whether he's a guy or he.
But from what we just said, that you should try to minimize ra in the world.
So I think that Hocheach Tochiach would be from Kol Yisrael Arevim perspective.
Oh, so
here, more a little bit more here. It's just if it was because of you would happen, that's your fault. But if the Nachri was just going to do it, if he decided to go buy his Eivor Menachai and eat it on his own, you don't have Kol Yisrael Arevim there.
No.
I think that.
No, but you could say the same thing you're saying here, that it's, that for a Jew it's based on a Ben Adam L'Chavero, Kol Yisrael Arevim. But you could say for a guy you should still have to stop him from doing it, not from the basis of Kol Yisrael Arevim, but just to prevent the bad from being done. Just like you say the same thing here. When I don't give you bad advice, it's Ben Adam L'Chavero, right? For a guy, when I don't cause you to do an Isser, it's a Ben Adam L'Chavero. When I don't cause a guy to do an Isser, it's to prevent the Isser from being done, right? So you can do the parallel. So you can do the parallel here. For Chiyach to Chiyach, for another Jew, is Ben Adam L'Chavero, but for a guy, you should say you still should do it to prevent the Avera from being done. You know, I could see a parallel.
See, I have a difficulty. I can see a split between something that pertains to social justice,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to a goy eating Eivor Menachai. Eivor Menachai, what? So let him eat Eivor Menachai. Am I going to tell him not to eat Eivor Menachai? That's his choice.
Right, but
Als Arvis, I'm mechuyav to tell a fellow yid not to eat Chazer, right? Or Eivor Menachai. But als Arvist, I have no obligation mm-hmm. to tell a goy he shouldn't eat Eivor Menachai.
Unless you're not telling him to. You're actually handing it to him.
No, I'm not just saying that. No, but you're talking about Tanichocha. Yeah. You should go and tell. You see a goy eating Eivor Menachai. Hey, you shouldn't eat Eivor Menachai. Why?
For the same reason that you shouldn't give him the Eivor. You wouldn't be allowed to give him the Eivor.
So to give it to him is different because there is an issue on him. But I'm just saying, again, to mechalak that to give teichacha to a goy, that you're not mechuyav to do.
Right. I mean, I could.
Unless, like I said, it's he's doing something that socially shouldn't steal or because that's going to affect society.
Right.
So then you're obligated to tell him.
No, but the reason to differentiate and say you shouldn't give him Eivor Menachai to eat versus that you're not allowed to do. But at the same time, you don't have to be mechiyach. You could say the distinction is when you give it to him, you're causing an avera to take place. You are causing the avera to take place, and Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to cause avera to take place. When you turn a blind eye to it, you're not causing it. I guess.
Right. I mean, it's the passive is avera happening versus where you're active in it.
By giving him teichach, you're being actively. It's an active action of giving him teichach, which you would do for a fellow Jew.
Right.
That you're not mechuyav to do, as opposed to passively say, you know, not do anything.
Fine. So I think that's generally the answer and Rav Moshe just also points out that he thinks physically putting a stumbling block is aser, and that's the like binyan of to the whole bein adam lechavero aspect of this, which is like interesting. Putting there to the other person is part of this. Is the binyan av that tells us that part of this, at least part of this, then is a bin adam lechavero. Okay, so let's continue with the minchas chinuch here. So he says, we'll do the next paragraph. Interesting. The next few paragraphs are very interesting. So he says, midina mitzvah kulei afshe kasav a rav machaber al chaver zed the Yisrael chashud limkor lagoy gam kein ein mochrein. Don't sell it to Yisrael who's chashud that you think he's going to go sell it to a guy. So we might have thought that was lifnei to lifnei. After Havi Lifnei to Lifnei, right? So that was what somebody raised that. That sounded like that's Lifnei to Lifnei.
You did.
Oh, no, I thought you did. Ayin Tosvos Varazara, Tetzvav Amabez, Yom Raskala Oved, Tidaska Gabi Goy, Vuhuyim Karena Lagoy Acher, She'en HaYisrael Muzer. So Tosvos here says that you're only, this whole thing is when you give it to a Goy and he's going to sell it afterwards to another guy that you don't have to worry. Because when you sell it to a guy, the guy is not commanded in Lifnei Iver himself. So if he sells it to another guy, so what's the problem? Right? You sell it to a guy, he's not commanded in Lifnei Iver, so let him, he'll go sell it to whoever he wants to.
What are we talking about, selling him? We're talking about saying,
like the clay milchama or something like that. I think, or just anything.
No,
yeah, it could be anything.
When you sold
it
to the first guy, you have a problem, though, don't you? When you sold it, why is it not a problem when you sold it to the first guy? If it's a Avodah Zarah, how was I able to sell it to the first guy?
Even if you know, he's not going to use it. It's a question of using it. You know that he's in the business of selling weapons.
So therefore, you're saying it's not a problem.
The case in the Gemara is where you sell. You sell a large quantity of something, a large quantity of chelbina maybe, something that's going to be used in the Avodah Zarah, but it's a large quantity. Like,
you know
he's not doing it, but he's going to sell it to other people. So there was no Israel for you to do it, but
no, I understand.
He doesn't want to make money.
Right, right. So you know that.
Right. Yeah. There's
a push it.
Well
put.
So he says, therefore, Yisrael's not Muzer, because if the guy is going to be the one who's over Lifnei Iver. Of a Linkor, Yisrael HaChashud. So now, what about selling to Yisrael HaChashud, right? That seems to be Lifnei to Lifnei. So, Kevan to Yisrael Muzer, Lifnei Iver. Because this Yisrael, right, Reuven sells to Shimon. Shimon is commanded in Lifnei Iver. He can't do something that's going to be Lifnei Iver. In Kein HaMocher Machshil Es HaYisrael Diavor Avera. So he says, if so, when Reuven sells the weapons to Shimon and he knows that Shimon is going to sell the Klei Mechama to an Ofri, so what you did was, Reuven is over Lifnei Iver. Mali Avera Acheres O Avera Di Lifnei Iver. Because he didn't cause Shimon to be over a different Avera. He caused Shimon to be over on Lifnei Iver. Mm-hmm. So it's from his perspective, it's not Lifnei to Lifnei. It's only one Lifnei. In Cain, HaYisrael HaRishon, Gan Cain Mitzuvah Lifnei Iver, the Hu Mach Shir Yisrael, the Yavor Aver, the Lifnei Iver, because causing another Jew to violate Lifnei Iver, that's a Lifnei Iver for Reuven, for the first one. So he's Vidivrei Mitukim Midvash, so he likes this, Bayin Tosvos, okay, fine, good. So that would...
So what would be a case of Lifnei? I guess a case where he's not going to sell it, he's not going to keep
Lifnei
it.
Lifnei to Lifnei,
that
you give him a large quantity.
Yeah.
But there's a few cases. What's another
one? He's going to sell it. I mean, then he's going to be. But
he's not Mitzuve.
Okay.
So I think right now, in the interest of time, we will skip to Reish Chav Zayin to paragraph Dalet, top left paragraph here, on the opposite side of the page here, where he's going to tell us his other very, very interesting chiddush here. So he says, Nistapati imocher lo dover haser lo midrabanan. What happens if you sell an iser derabanan? Im over alifnei iver deraisa the hal machshel. What?
Even to Jew.
Yeah. I don't even think mocher here is dafka. I think you could give an iser derabanan, right? A chicken cheeseburger, right? That's an iser derabanan to eat. So what happens if you gave that to another Jew who is going to eat it? Are you overlisting either d'oraisa or not? That's this whole paragraph. It's very interesting. Yeah, there's a lot of very interesting things in this mitzvah. So he says, "Nisafanki mocher odover haratzer lo midarabanan im overlifne iver d'oraisa." Why the hamach shelai? Because you cause him to stumble. The afilu eitzah ra'ah im no sein lo over alifnei iver. Even if you give eitzah ra'ah, you're over alifnei iver, right? So he's going to spell this out a lot more in this paragraph. But o dilma kevan dimin hatorah hu mutter. Or do we say no? Because min hatorah is mutter. V'rak mi derabanan aser, and it's only aser derabanan. So if you gave somebody something that's aser derabanan, why should you be over alifnei iver d'oraisa?
So why does it talk worse than we just said? Give bad advice.
That's exactly what he's saying. He's in Kavachomer. If you give bad advice, that's Lifnei Iver Daraisa. Kavachomer, if you give somebody something that's actually Usr. That's the exact point that he's going to spell out in more detail now. Yeah. Yeah, is that?
No, again, what you said, that if he gives them bad advice, then it's not a derobon on the derisa.
Neither, but he's loiver derisa. And the guy who gave him the advice is loiver derisa.
Because like Kavachomer, if you gave him an issa derobon on.
I mean,
That's worse than bad advice.
Right, it's worse than bad advice. No, isn't it?
But you lost money, Neva, but you're not over.
I could make a deal and say that at that time, giving the bad advice to the person is a derisa. That in itself is the derisa.
That is the point.
Yeah.
Giving the bad advice is the derisa.
It's the equivalent.
But the bad advice itself, if you just look at bad advice, what is bad advice? It itself is not a derisa. So it's not a derabanan.
Right.
It's bad advice.
Right.
But
if
you're over the derisa.
If you don't do anything with it, it remains just bad advice.
And if you do something with it, you're also...
It still just remains bad advice.
Giving the bad advice, whether the guy does something or not, with on the basis of that bad advice, still over.
Here.
So
that's going to be, hopefully not going to be in it. That's a big question here. That's a big question. We'll have to come to that. Here, I'll give you.
In other words, it's a heich attempt to define the.
Let's say I gave you an iser d'oraisa and you ate it. You're over an iser d'oraisa. If I give you an iser d'rabanan and you ate it, you're over a d'rabanan. If I give you bad advice and you took it.
And if you didn't take the advice, you're still over, aren't you?
Maybe. We'll see. What did you do? You didn't.
I'm just saying that if I can argue, that if you don't do anything with the piece of usher meat, you don't do anything. You give it to the person.
So you're not over,
He's not going to eat it.
I gave you the bad
whereas
advice.
Whereas the Asa.
He didn't take the Asa. I said sell that land.
Yeah.
But it was stupid advice. You didn't sell it.
Let's say it's a machloikas, but let's say he does take the eitzah, then it becomes that advice becomes a shtick issur.
What?
It only becomes an issur when he uses it.
No, who says that?
I don't think the bad advice itself is elsewhere ever.
Neither is a piece of chazer. Only if he eats it.
A piece of chazer is
to eat it. It's only also to
you're,
eat it.
You're saying I'm over the Iver when you're over the Isser the Tyre.
That's right.
I never thought that.
Otherwise, is there something wrong with the block that he puts in front of him?
If he's above,
not after.
I would think that your Iver when he put the block there, and the guy at the last second decides to walk a different direction. The last second, somebody comes in his mind and says, I forgot my wallet. Mm-hmm. He turns around.
It might be over when you put it there, before the guy even comes down the road.
No,
the block in itself
inherently is mutter. The only time it becomes usher if you try to stumble him. Even if he gets away without going around him.
I see him walking here. I put the block there.
Yeah.
When am I over?
When you put the block in front of him.
So I should be over when I gave you the chazer, whether you ate it or not.
No, but the chazer, you're not going to, if you, no.
Even if you took the bad advice, what's the iser? The iser's for me, it's not for you.
Right.
The iser's for, yeah.
You ate the chazer, the iser's on you. You ate the chicken cheeseburger, the iser's on you.
It shouldn't be for how they had done.
What
it,
if you it. Took my advice? What, yeah. There's no iser on you. The advice itself is not iser at all. It's iser for me. You sold the land. I told you, I gave you really bad advice. I said, sell the land and buy the car. Right? So you listened. I am over listening either, d'oraisa. you, not over anything.
Okay, so
then if I gave you the Isser Darabanan, shouldn't it be Kavachomer that I'm over Lifnei Iver Doraisa? Because if I give you bad advice, I was over Lifnei Iver Doraisa and you had nothing. You didn't do any sin. So Kavachomer if you were did a Darabanan that
okay,
it should
in
be.
In my eyes, I look at all the same, you know, whether it's a Darabanan, Darabanan.
So let's see how he's going to spell this out here.
So you're saying that someone later on says that if you didn't take the advice,
We'll come. I don't have it. He doesn't talk about it here. There's a footnote here, but I think it's going
to
be a possible nafkamina here.
To the svara of why you are in a Lifnei Iver.
What do you mean?
The idea is not to give someone a bad advice, whether he takes it or not. The idea is you're doing something wrong.
Intuitively,
you would say that.
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay. Fine. So let's see. So now he quotes. We'll just go through this a little quickly. So he's going to quote both of these sides in the Tosfos. Tosfos clearly says you're over Lifnei Iver Doraisa if you give somebody Nisar Darabanan. Then he says Vayin Tosfos Chagig Yod Chazam Adalav Yibranatet Cholosh Amoed Besof Hadibur Hikshu. So there again we think there's an Isser Darabanan and Lifnei Iver and Vertirzu and Tosfos gives this answer. So he gives an answer that they said Lifnei Iver, but they didn't really mean Lifnei Iver, meaning that Tosfos wasn't willing to apply Lifnei Iver there to a Darabanan.
Mm-hmm.
The gufa davar ainu move on claw. Why? V'chi garamach shel chaver be'isser derabanan mimatziu eitzah she'ena hogenes lo b'milei da'alma. All you said was milei da'alma. You gave him bad advice, and now kavachomer. If you actually gave him an isser derabanan, it should be lifnei iver. The over alav minat torik mevor v'shas v'rambam v'tzorachion. V'gam l'dasa tosos v'chagiga af davar shumi derabanan rak yesh asmachta chazaka over minat torah. So Tosfos there says, if it's an asmachta, you're over on Lifnei Iver. And he says, I don't understand that at all. But Tzorchi and Machi, look. Im HaTorah Tzivta Davka al Isser Doraisa, if the Torah commanded us on Isser Doraisa, in Kein Lo Yavar Afilo Asmachta. So if you are over on asmachta, then you shouldn't be Lifnei Iver. The E Lav Davka, and if it's Lav Davka, Im Kein Gam Be Isser Darabanan Machshilo, even for full Isser Darabanan, right? He doesn't understand why Tosfos picks an asmachta as you're over Lifnei Iver, because he says either you're over for all Darabanans or you're only over for Doraisas. Asmachta is in the middle. Im Kein Lo Yavor Afilo Asmachta, the E Lav Davka, Im Kein Gam Be Isser Darabanan Machshilo, V'chomer B'Divrei Tzovim M'chulei V'Tzarachiyan.
I never knew there was such thing as an Avera from an asmachta.
You violated the thing, but it was just an asmachta that in the Gemara that connected it to a pasuk.
Uh-huh.
That's okay. So
I thought usually the source of the vera is the pasuk. Otherwise, where would you get the answer from?
It's a derabanan and with an asmachta. No, it's a derabanan with an asmachta. Let's keep going here just to where he's going to repeat this again, but he says I'm the Yardaya Shemavi Sham Harama Shem Harbi Rishonim Debaabak Revishud Mi Darabanan Ein Israel Alova Hanotin Rak Mishum Lifnei Iver. So Nira Lifnei Iver Over Minator. So the Rama there says that you are over by Avak Rivis, which is a Darabanan. So you see that the Rama holds that you are over Lifnei Iver Midoraisa by when you give somebody something that's an Israel Darabanan. So now just again to highlight here, because we're going to have a very nice answer in Mishmeres Chayim. He says, according to me, It's no worse. It's a kavah chomer. If you give that advice, it's aser sosot. If you give nisur derabanan, and he and the lididi sarachian. So now let's.
Can I just argue anyhow that with the rabbanon you're still able to tussle, right? So at the end of the every rabbanon, you know, emanates from the araisa at the end.
So
of
I think
the
that's the question that lo tussle or.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know,
and
so
you're over. Yeah. You're over. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
You could be over it on two levels, at the rabbanon and lo tussle.
Right, exactly. You're right. So that's why you. That would be another reason to say you.
Okay. So let's skip to the second paragraph. In the first paragraph, he basically set that what the Mishnah said, that it should be, that it's a kavah chomer, that you should be over by giving an issur derabanan. So he says, v'nir l'chalik l'fi ma shekatav ha'nesivos. So he quotes those nesivos. It's a very, very well-known nesivos. Simon Reish Lamed Aleph, Siv Katan Gimel, the issur derabanan she'achlu b'shogeg. What happens if you ate an issur derabanan b'shogeg, right? You had the chicken cheeseburger, but you thought that it was fake cheese, or whatever it was, b'shogeg, and you ate it. You don't need kapara for this. Why? The object itself is asr. If the person ate an isr deoraisa b'shogeg, hare over al ha'isr, he was over. He was just over b'shogeg, but he needs kapara. So what about an isr derabanan? Ein hachevza asura. This is the famous Nisivos who says isr deoraisa the chevza is asur, but isr derabanan it's a din in the gavra. He says by the derabanan ein hachevza asura klal elze isr al hagavra the asur lo lahamros pi chachamim. It's on me. I can't go against what the chachamim said. The chachamim didn't say the chicken cheeseburger is asur. They said I cannot eat it.
Big deal. If I ate it, why
don't
I need
to come on? So, the lo asoshum iser, the etzem achavis bechal ain't a iser. If it was b'shogeg and it's a derabanan, the object itself is not a chefta shel iser, so I don't have to do kapara on that front. Velo himra pi chachamim kevan da aso b'shogeg da hamras pi chachamim sheikh rakim who made it. I didn't go against what the chachamim said because to do that I would have had to deliberately do that. So he says, the chafs is not iser, and you didn't over your b'shogeg, you didn't violate the picha chamim because you need to do that. You need intent to do that. Aval b'shogeg lo himer divrayim de lo yado de osur davar zeh ayin sham b'nesivos uvemasha katafti b'tabaz achoshen sham. So tabaz achoshen was one of this is Rav Scheinberg. I don't know. I mentioned that before, but so tabaz achoshen was one of Rav Scheinberg's svarim on the nesivos, if I'm not mistaken. But he wrote Svarim on the Nesivos and on the Kitzos. No, that's on the Kitzos. That was a question. It's on the Kitzos. He wrote Svarim on the Svarim. He wrote Svarim explaining those Svarim. Lefiz and Nucha Lahavin Harad Vaz Hanal. He says now we can understand this whole thing. To be Isur Derabanan ain't Isur Shalifnei Iver by Derabanan. There's no Isur Shalifnei Iver. Dich Shenosin Ladam Eitzer Ra'a. So he says when a person gives bad advice. Over be'isr lifnei iver da'davar b'mitzius ra. He says, even though it's not an isr, that it's an inherent negative. The hamekach shemiyais lo likach b'mitzius ra. So he says you're giving something that's like inherently negative. But as over lifnei iver denosin mishal lefanav the hamekach shura mishal lo, because this guy's going to stumble over what you did. So he's saying basically that isurim. Lifnei Iver is when it's, in my mind, it's a chavta shel iser. And he's saying giving bad advice is in that category of chavta shel iser, which is interesting, right? So he says, aval kishenosin lo iser derabanon etzem hadavar, but by derabanon etzem hadavar eno michshol. The what you gave him is not the stumbling block. The etzem hachevetz eno aser. What you gave him wasn't aser. It wasn't inherently usher. It was usher for him to eat. El zeh goring lo michshol b'mashi yimra picha chamim. You're going to cause him to violate the picha chamim. Uvazeh eno over lifnei iver da havei lifnei delift. So he says, and you're not over lifnei iver. At towards the end of the rat, b'isur deraisa da chevetz b'mitzius usher over usher when the chevetz is b'mitzius usher over lifnei iver da etzem chevetz michshol kevan da etzem chevetz usher. So he tells us this very interesting chiddush that giving bad advice is part of this like. Fundamental iser.
So
now you can't make the kavah chomer anymore.
So what is he saying? Is the eitza in itself usher or not?
So now we're going to.
We're talking about that.
I don't see how that has to do with it. I'm not I hear him. I don't know.
Yeah.
That talked about that.
See,
that just
so
talked
I.
About the,
I don't know. I think to,
you know, I understand the Nathiyah point of the government of Chatzar by the...
Yeah, that's interesting. So, just to... So to take one step backwards for just a minute, how do we understand the Minchas Chinuch? Now, the Minchas Chinuch doesn't agree to this, right? The Minchas Chinuch, this is, again, the Minchas Chinuch makes sense. So the Minchas Chinuch says, giving bad advice to a guy is us, you're giving an Isser Darabanan, you're overlifting your Doraisa. So how does he understand, I think, then, I would suggest the Minchas Chinuch understands this as facilitating something that's Isser that's going to happen. It doesn't matter if you didn't give him something inherently that was usher. It's about facilitating, right? You gave him the Isser Darabanan and the chicken cheeseburger, and you facilitated him ultimately getting to an Avera. So therefore, if this is about facilitating or doing something stupid, if it's about facilitating, I think you would need him to do it in order for you to be over.
I don't know why you say that.
Why? Because
the act of the stupid, I gave it
because
by,
it's
I
not a
chafta
shel. I mean, I'm just. I think you assume like this. You didn't give him a chafta shel iser, but the Minchas Chinuch still says you're chayv lifnei iver. So I think you'd have to explain it as you're facilitating him to do something that's wrong. Giving bad advice is facilitating. Giving an iser darabanan is facilitating. I think that according to this approach, that he would have to do something. He would have to have actually done the wrong thing. Masha Enikin, it might be easier to understand the other side. If we're talking about a Chafta Shel Isser by Rav Scheinberg, I think you're over that when you give the Isser. That's the whole point. You gave a Chafta Shel Isser. It doesn't matter what he does with it.
I'm looking back, you know, he brings down from the Sifra, I think, right?
Yeah.
Yoimar Adam Machaver Makar Sadwakaf Hamar. Mm-hmm. It doesn't say that it's obvious. Al Yaimar, the Isser is Al Yaimar, the Isser is not. And then buying it from him, the Isser is Al Yaimar. The giving the advice to Isser, whether he takes it or not, is irrelevant.
So I don't. Why is that? That fits with the Mishnah of Chaim. The Mishnah of Chaim says that giving the advice is a Chafta Shel Isser. Mm-hmm. I'm saying the Minchas Chinuch, I don't know if you would agree.
Yeah.
I don't know if the Minchas Chinuch would agree that necessarily that giving that just giving it is usher. I mean, we could say this in a different way. I might have seen this somewhere. I don't even remember anymore. Is it about a totsa? Is it about a result that's going to happen, or is it about the act that you gave it? And I think if you look at the pasuk, this is something that I think I heard from Rabbi Weintraub a little bit, and that just triggered me to think about it. The pasuk says. Right before that, we have lo tikal al cheresh, right? So what's the problem? The cheresh isn't going to hear you. So it must that seems mm-hmm. to be that you're doing an action, and that's the problem. You're doing the action, and then that goes into lifnei iver. So then, are we going to apply that just from lo tikal al cheresh is about your action to lifnei iver, or lifnei iver lo titei mishal? The counter argument would be, why does it say what was I thinking before? Why does it say lifnei iver? I don't remember. That the Iver is, like, the part of it is that he's an Iver, right?
I think Rashi is Iver B'davar, right?
Iver B'davar, okay. Okay, so then maybe. That was just something that...
On that, he's
an Iver B'davar, okay.
He's blind to know that this is a stupid business deal. He's blind to the fact.
Okay, so I was just trying to fit this back into the Pesuk a little bit. But I don't know, it seems to me that part of this question, the Minchas Chinuch, from putting this all together, he thinks it's about ultimately somebody's going to do something, and the Chinuch himself, it might be the actual act of doing it, what we would call the Chafta Shel Isser, just giving somebody a Chafta Shel Isser is your overlift naiver, yeah. So I think that was largely what I had here, and then just it's late, but maybe we'll do one potential nafkamina here between these two approaches, right? Is it about a chafta shel iser, or is it about a totsa? Is if we just look at the paragraph before this, just because he quotes, I thought maybe we could fit the svaras in here. In hamachshil einu bar chiyuva, in the paragraph, it's on the bottom of the first column. On the right side, it says Machshay and Abar Chiyuva. So he says, I'm pretty chadash Yordaya. He doesn't. He just tells us the where to look really. Shehivi b'shem emunah Shmuel. The Eino over b'lifnei iver kol hecha the shirli d'day. Let's say something was mutter for me, but also for you. Mm-hmm. And I gave it to you. He says, I'm not over lifnei iver. So I thought maybe we could understand this as if lifnei iver is if the problem of lifnei iver is a chavta shel iser. In this case, it's not a chavta shel iser because it's okay for me. That's why if I gave it to you, it wouldn't be lifnei iver. It's also for you, but it's not a chavta shel iser. But if it's about a totsa'ah, right? Even if it's mutter for me. If that's what's going to happen, you're going to be the one who violates this. I think that maybe that would be lifnei iver. Mm-hmm. So the nafkamina would be this case where if it's a mutter for me, but also for you, and I give it to you, according to the chavta shel iser, that wasn't a chavta shel iser because it's mutter for me. So mm-hmm. If I give it to you, I wasn't over lifnei iver. But according to the totsah perspective, I gave it to you, and then assuming that you ate it, you did whatever. So that would be I think that would be one nafkamina. And then just very very quickly here. Like we started off originally by talking about what happens if you actually put a stumbling block in front of a person. So he has this nice paragraph here. He doesn't understand why that's not usher, and he says it should.
Who says it's not?
So he says the Rambam never says it, and the Sefer Chinuch who says that this is a lav shein bo ma'asa that we talked about earlier.
What bigger ma'asa is it than like titim?
Right. Lo titim would be a ma'asa. So you see from here that the Sefer Chinuch is precluding that. From being an iser, unless
you say what we said before, that in mitzvah that could be either the lav with sometimes with a ma'aser, sometimes without a ma'aser.
Right. He suggests that, but he suggests it and rejects it. If I remember correctly. So just two very quick ideas how to maybe understand this. He quotes the first one where he quotes this Korban Aron who says that the pasuk should have said lo tosim. Should have said lifnei iver lo tosim michshol. So titain is about actually like giving something to somebody. That's his suggestion. So he says it's really not yotzei midei pshuto because lifnei iver lo titain. If it was putting the stumbling block, it would be lo tosim. Mm-hmm. So that's his first one, And then there's a nice clear.
But he's saying the Torah used like titain to tell us that's not. Wow.
Yeah, that actually putting the stumbling block isn't.
That's idea, but not an example.
Yeah.
The concept is there, but that is not.
Yeah, that's not what that's not what the shot in the public
is. That
is
unique.
Yeah.
I mean to say that
the one
Tyre gives you an example which
and
is
that's
not
exactly the
yeah.
not one.
Yeah.
Well, he says if it was, it would have said, "Little Tussin is very." And then there's also a nice Kliyakar here, who also tells us why we might have thought that actually putting the stumbling block isn't included. And he says it's because the pasuk says v'yareita me'elokecha, and v'yareita me'elokecha is something hamaser lelev. So it must be about giving, the pshat is about giving advice because only you're the one who's going to know what your intentions were when you gave the advice to that guy.
Yeah,
so that's
it's the same.
When
a guy is blind and he's walking down the road and you're going to put a mishul in front of him, you're the only one that's going to know what you did, because the guy is not going to know that you did it.
I don't
know. But I hear everything.
Okay, I don't know. Yeah.
You know, I think that goes back to what we said before, is that if you didn't think it's bad advice, right, from the words of the chinuch, you didn't think it's bad
right.
advice, you're not either. Because again, it's very similar to kacha. Only you know.
Uh-huh.
Between you and the Eberster, you know whether you
right.
you advice or not. You didn't mean it bad.
Right.
Well,
so because of that Davar Hamatzer Lelev, so he says that's not a physical.
Yeah.
Like it's very clear that putting the block there is was wrong. You know.
Yeah. How do you conclude that if you give someone a bad advice unintentionally, that's not lifnei iver?
Right.
Definitely not.
Right. Like, yeah. Agree.
Yeah.
For who? Yeah. It seems that if he knows this, but only if he knows it's bad.
So obviously there's two aspects to this, like you say, that here you have an aspect that your intention is the sole determinator whether it's going to be a nisur or not, as opposed to something that in itself is a chesed shel isur, like yayin to a nazir or evim menachai to a goy, right? That the chesed itself is already a sir.
Right.
Well, Rav Steinberg
right.
wanted to call
so
giving the advice
that
chesed.
But Rav Steinberg, it really doesn't make any difference, except
So how? Yeah. So according to Rav Shani, how would he determine an eser that's not hagun, and that you give it to things? So that only becomes an eser if the guy actually. Well, there's no eser at all then. How would he touch up? There's no eser.
What do you mean?
He would say that when you had when you had an intention to give bad advice.
Oh, if you have, yeah.
That's going to be the chassid iser, but otherwise, right? So it's funny because it's not like a chassid iser that depends on what you were thinking.
Yeah,
I think.
It only depends on your thoughts.
Yeah, I'm not sure that the Sefer Chinuch would agree with that because he said, I think the Sefer Chinuch would disagree with him because he called, if the advice was a Chavsa Shal Isser, then it would apply to an Achri too, and he's the one who tells you it doesn't apply to an Achri. I was thinking about this before, I didn't really have a full answer, right? But if advice was just a regular, if the Sefer Chinuch understood it, Chavsa Shal Isser, just like you can't give Eber Menachai to an Achri, so too you shouldn't give the bad advice to an Achri.
No, but you could qualify it and say that Rav Shamiz only means it to be a Chavsa Shal Isser in a place where it becomes an issue. But if it's no, if there's no issue to give it to the guy, then that doesn't be, it's not a
mm-hmm.
it's not a chassid shal issur.
Maybe.
Oh yeah.